Hi, this is Sarah Beth, and you're listening to Lee Williams. Right away, out of the chute, soon as I laid eyes on you, I knew you were one of a kind. Tight jeans, dusty boots, I take no bull kind of attitude. It took 8 seconds, and you blew my mind. I had to get to know you, so I made my
Well, we carry on with our interviews, and guess what? Sarah Beth's here.
I'm here. Hey, how's it going?
We speak every year, but also we speak every year in England, and you were over it for the British Country Music Awards last year. You're coming back to do Vermont and another tour.
Yes, it's we have so much fun in the UK that we just keep coming back. So as long as everyone will keep having us, we'll keep on coming over.
Well, I mean, you've built up a reputation, and that, I think, is what an American artist needs to do. If they want to break England, then you need to keep coming. You know, if you come once, then don't bother. You know, you've got to think of it as a long-term, you know, growth.
Exactly. And I feel like we've, you know, we just kind of started it, like we tested the waters with one show that we did back a few years ago. And then every time that we come, it's a learning experience. And but the more that you tour, because it's so similar but yet so different, you know, from the U.S. to the U.K. And so so many similarities, but you are in a different country. And so you learn little things, whether that be, oh, this is how you do rental cars, and, you know, this is the best place to exchange money, or don't stay at this hotel because that's not the best hotel chain to stay at that's, you know, an economical stay. So it's slowly but surely you start to streamline when you go over, and everything just starts to run smooth, which is finally the place where we're at. But the point's to see the fans, so.
And also, you've been promoting your music on radio over there, which you've done, and that works well. You know, you always chart, and the videos are being shown everywhere, so it's good for you.
It is, and it's really exciting. I get so many tweets and so many Facebook messages about, I just saw your video on TV in the UK. This is so exciting. And so it's amazing to see people connecting and reacting, and just the support that we've had from y'all has been amazing. So thank you for that.
That's great. And just recently you did an interview with Adam Wurzel for our pickup special, which we're going to have on CM&T. And both you and Glenn Mitchell, of course, were featured on that.
We were. And it was so great. We did it here at the Listening Room. Adam came. We had a live show there. And so filmed it live from Nashville. And it's really exciting. We can't wait to come over in May for everything. And then, of course, for Vamos on the 14th. Well, for us on the 14th, for everyone else, the 12th through the 14th.
Because that's the end of the tour, isn't it, Vamos?
It is. We figured we would end with a bang so that we can let loose and have fun and not be stressed out about, you know, oh, we need to get to sleep. Because that's what you do when you've got so many shows in such a short period of time. Sleep is obviously important because you want to be able to talk and sing. So we're going to end with the fun stuff. I mean, the rest will be a blast too, but we'll be able to let loose at Vamos and have a lot of fun.
Good. And you've got a new EP out.
I do, yes. We've got Full Speed Ahead, which is super exciting. And with that is a new single, I Want It That Way. And I'm really excited that this is the new single. It's something a little bit different, but our take on a Backstreet Boys song. Got some fiddle and steel.
Well, they seem to be a bit in vogue with country music at the moment. They got the duet with Florida Georgia Line as well.
Yes, and what was so crazy is we had just recorded I Want It That Way, and we were just releasing the EP, and they announced that the Backstreet Boys were doing some collaborations, you know, in country music, and I thought, well, this was meant to be. You know, it wasn't. I had no idea that's what was going to happen whenever we recorded the song, but I was listening to the radio a few weeks later, and by golly, they're here doing country music too, which is a really, really cool thing.
It's funny how a lot of that style of pop music actually has got a country feel with the storylines, and all you do is a little bit adaption with the musical instruments, and there you go, you got a great country song.
Exactly, and I think, I mean, whenever you look at a lot of traditional country music too, there's so many people that covered so many different, I mean, the same song, but you'd have 15 different, I mean, maybe not 15, but, you know, four or five different artists would cover it and make it their own. And so I feel like with country music, it's about a story, and you know, I Want It That Way has a great story. Some of the lyrics don't necessarily make sense, but it's still a great song.
They were heady days.
Exactly. I was reading an article, it was actually from the UK, about how the Backstreet Boys actually recorded, they went in and rewrote some stuff to where it made a little bit more sense in English. And they didn't like the version as well, and they stuck with the original Max Martin version. Obviously, English is not their first language, so there were a few things. Like another, I was reading something about "Hit Me, Baby, One More Time." They thought "hit" meant to call, which I guess if you think about it, it does. But that's where they were going with it whenever they wrote that Britney Spears song. So it's interesting, kind of lost in translation, but it all makes sense, and we love the songs either way.
That's correct. Anyway, so the single's going to be released in Europe as well on the 1st of April, so that's going to be good for you coming over on your tour.
Hi, this is Sarah Beth, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
You are my fire, the one desire. Believe when I say I want. Can't reach to your heart when
And pick another song from the EP.
Oh gosh, I love "Song About You." Is a fun song. It's one of the first songs Glenn Mitchell and I ever wrote together, and it was just a fun little song, sweet song with some big words. I like writing songs that have words that are unexpected in them, like, I don't know, like covert and things like that, that you don't expect to hear those words in a song, right? You don't think that's where the line's going. And so "Song About You" has some just like little clever things that we thought were fun.
Brilliant. Anyway, we look forward to seeing you in the not too distant future, and good luck with this over here as well. Obviously you're touring over here as well a lot, I saw. And before I finish, what's this all about, Girl Scouts, the cookie thing?
So I wrote a song at a radio station in Bowling Green, Kentucky about Girl Scout cookies. And so the Girl Scouts here sell cookies every year. It's like a season. They only sell them for a certain time of year. And it's actually really funny because I have a lot of UK fans that love the song, and I don't even think they realize that I'm singing about like cookie names, but they've embraced the song too, even if they've never had the cookies.
Well, I think in England we do have the Girl Guides.
Yes.
Which and they do a similar thing to raise money.
Right.
But they won't call them. They'll probably do cupcakes, not necessarily
right.
cookies. And we call them biscuits. And
right.
Where your biscuits are scone to us. So again, that's where it gets confusing.
It's lost in translation. It's crazy. But yeah, it's so fun. The song's taken on a life of its own. And, you know, there's like 2 million Girl Scouts across the United States. And so it's really cool to see that they're embracing the song. It wasn't planned. It wasn't something that we ever intended to actually release and put on iTunes. But Girl Scout Cookie Monster now lives everywhere, and we're singing for a lot of Girl Scouts, which is a lot of fun.
Sarah, good luck for the future.
Thank you so much. Hi, this is Sarah Beth, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
thinking that it's just